4 Alpha Zulu Echo.
November 4 Alpha Zulu Echo, this is W4SOE. Good evening.
SOE, is it open for amateur, or is it being used for emergencies right now?
We are not running a directed net at this moment, mostly just informal. Can I help you with something, or do you just want to make a call to somebody in general?
I've got a question. We've got a friend of ours has called, and they've got somebody that lives in Brevard that hasn't been heard from. And I've got some information. I didn't know if anybody might know of this guy that I've got that's a ham radio operator.
Well, to anyone listening, maybe somebody can jump in and help.
Okay. Well, there's a ham radio operator named Dean Blair, if anybody knows him. He lives in Candler, North Carolina. And he's a cousin to this guy named Ron, who's hunting his brother, whose name is Danny Prince. And we got a phone number if anybody might happen to know him, where they could put him in touch with each other. But yeah, he's the ham radio operator is named Dean Blair. Does anybody know him?
Anybody, chance?
One name, and I know he's in Chandler, North Carolina, and they say he's pretty active in ham radio. The guy we're looking for is named Danny Prince. He's in Brevard, North Carolina, and they can't find him. They've lost contact with him since the storm, and the brother's pretty worried. So they asked me if I would see if I could do anything. They gave the number where he could try and contact his brother if anybody wanted it.
All right, give me Mr. Prince's first name again. I doubled with you there, sorry.
Prince lives in Brevard, North Carolina, and he's not been heard from since the storm.
Any station monitoring, do they know Danny Prince in the Brevard area?
But Sean, if you'll write that down and pass it to me here in a little bit, I will put him on the list to check on tomorrow.
Over Alpha Zulu Echo, W4SOE. Send that number, sir.
The cousin who is the ham radio operator, now his name is Dean Blair. That's the one that's the ham radio operator. And Danny Prince's brother is looking for Danny. I've got his number here. And that's Ron. His number is 678-688-7414. 678-688-7414. And that's Ron, who is looking for Danny Prince in Brevard, North Carolina. The only hope we might have would be his brother or his cousin, Dean, that is a ham radio operator. Over.
Sure, I got all this right. Dean Blair, who's a ham radio operator, is assisting in helping find, he lives in the Chandler area, is assisting Danny Prince's cousin, is that right? To find Danny Prince, who is in Brevard?
Dean, I don't know that Dean's aware of any of this right now. He may be trying to find him himself. We haven't talked to Dean, but that's the closest clue we've got is he is a ham radio operator, and he may know something. I don't know. Nobody's talked to him either. It's just Ron is looking for his brother, Danny. And he can't find him, or can't find anything about him since this storm.
Dean Blair is just a third party, but Ron is looking for Danny Prince from Brevard. And I copied a number, 678-688-7414. Is that a good copy, over?
Yeah, that's Ron, and we're looking for Danny Prince, which is Ron's brother, yeah. So you've got that correct. The cousin, Danny, lives in, I mean, the cousin lives, Danny lives in Brevard. And the ham radio operator, we just thought maybe that would help, you know. I don't think he's aware of what's going on, but maybe if he did, he might could help too.
Roger that. I got that information. Patrick, KO4HKX, W4SOE, can you monitor? I've got to jump to the state net on SC Hart. Over.
Sorry, Sean. I'm faster than my fingers.
No problem. I'll come back just as soon as I'm done. W4SOE, clear.
Guys, the number is the guy that's hunting his brother, so I'll leave the radio on here on charge if y'all hear anything. Thanks a lot. November 4, Alpha Zulu Echo. Dude, Delta Uniform Delta Echo, N4AZE.
Okay, O4HKX. Yesterday.
Talking to Dale and Tommy.
I need to clear out for here for just a minute. I'll be on the side. KO4HK.
And 4AZE. KQ4LOO is mobile at the moment. I had a request earlier, but my battery died on me in the middle of it. I don't know if anybody can hear me. If they can, please let me know.
Go ahead.
My sister sent me something that came off of Facebook. It was the What's Up Asheville, North Carolina group from a girl named Danielle Watson that made a post. Her post said, "Friends, I'm seeking a ham operator to help me get a message to K2, that's Kilo 2, Delta MG, to request any info on Roaring, like a lion, Roaring Fork Road in Hot Springs, North Carolina. She has not heard from family since yesterday. If anybody that's out there that can get a message to him, once again, it's Kilo 2 Delta MG. That's the call sign. So if you can get a message to him that she's looking for him."
Okay. Is this Tal?
That is correct. Like I said, my battery died in the middle of my message, so I don't know if it got all the way out.
Write it down at the moment. So can you come back during the net at 9 o'clock and I'll take that information from you?
Probably about 9 o'clock, I will probably be in the bed. If you got a cell phone number that I might can try to shoot a text to concerning that information, I will.
If you like.
Jason, what's your call sign?
November 4, Alpha Zulu Echo. I can take the number down or whatever he's doing right now.
And then I'll get it from you later tonight. KO4HKX.
With your information and number. The message on Facebook was, "Friends, I'm seeking a ham operator to help me get a message to K2DMG to request any info on Rolling Fork Road in Hot Springs, North Carolina." And this is from Danielle Watson, in a group called What's Up Asheville, North Carolina. Kilo 2 Delta Mike Golf, Rolling Fork Hills. The handle is correct, but it's Roaring, as in like roaring like a lion, fork, like what you eat with, road, in Hot Springs, North Carolina. got that. Hot Springs, North Carolina. Okay, Roaring Fork Road, Hot Springs, North Carolina. And your name?
I don't know this person, but my sister sent me this information for somebody that's looking for information apparently about a family member.
Name of the family member.
That is a negative, but there's a Facebook message in that group. It's called What's Up Asheville NC. And the person that made the post is called Danielle Watson.
Watson, and it's What's Up, what?
What's Up Asheville NC.
Asheville NC. Okay, all right. That'll be good. Danielle Watson. Roaring Fork Road, Hot Springs, North Carolina. Kilo 2, Delta Mike Golf, correct?
Correct.
I'll relay this later on tonight when the net starts or whenever they can use it.
Big thank you for this. Like I said, my sister sent me this message. Apparently, I have her kind of at least interested in ham operator stuff. She doesn't have her license yet, but after I let her hear a little bit what was going on, because I was on the phone with her when we were doing things, she didn't speak, but she got to listen in on a little bit of it so she could see how it works. So she's kind of interested now, but she sent me this message.
That same situation I'm in. I've been fooling around here with a generators and everything else going. The wife's been up here listening to the 2 meter, and first time ever, and she's interested in it. But anyway, all right, I'll get that to them later on. Name here is Dude, Delta Uniform, Delta Echo. I mean, easily the call is November 4, Alpha Zulu Echo.
November 4, Zulu Delta Echo, is that correct?
Alpha Zulu Echo. Alpha Zulu Echo.
Two, this is Kilo Lima 4. Kilo Quebec 4. Lima. Oscar Oscar.
Quebec 4. Oscar Oscar.
Kilo Quebec 4. Lima. Oscar Oscar.
Kilo Quebec 4, Lima, Oscar, Oscar. And what was your name again?
My name is Talmadge Pollard, but I go by Tal.
All right, I'll get this info out. Nice to meet you, and I hope somebody will be able to. I'm looking for the same kind of deal for some friends. Did it about 5 minutes ago, and they're trying to find somebody that they haven't heard from in another town up in North Carolina. All right, Tal, good to meet you. We'll clear it up and we'll find something out later. N4AZE.
N4AZE, this is N4VUT.
N4VUT.
Get that post for Danielle Watson on Facebook, and it looks like somebody responded to her on another post, but they had gotten a hold of K2DMG, but no info on that area.
Maybe something will pop up later.
Or so she's talking to somebody who's talking to K2 Delta Mike Golf, so they're in communication already.
Good. All right, well, I'll leave this thing on the charger, and it's just a little handy talky. I don't hardly ever use this thing. The wife's used it, listened to it more than I have. But hopefully we can find their friends, Danny Prince and Brevard, maybe. I don't know. We'll see. But I appreciate you guys being out there to do all this.
Got my generator up and running, so I'm sort of shadowing what's going on. So whenever anything's getting passed, I'm just jotting it down on my pad.
Okay. Well, I'll let you slide. I'm going to put this thing on the charger because it's down to 7.2, and I think it's time to heat it. It doesn't last long. It's just a little bitty thing. All right. Yeah, what was your name?
My name is Jamie, call sign Navy 4 V Victor Uniform Tango.
Okay, Jamie. All right. Good to meet you, and I appreciate it. And we'll put this thing on, let it be just idling, listening, and see what we can hear. Thanks a lot, man. N4AZE.
Guys, I don't know if Patrick is listening or not. I don't remember his call sign for the life of me because I'm always driving usually whenever I get to speak to him. This is KQ4LLO, and I had made a request earlier about my aunt that lives in Asheville on 284 White Pine Drive right behind the mall, and her son and his wife. But I don't know if there's any information about that yet. But if so, I'll be back home tomorrow sometime during the day, probably after 2 o'clock, maybe a little earlier, I'm not sure. But it'll be about that time. So if anybody can help me out with any information about that, it would be helpful. Thank you. I didn't quite catch that.
Patrick, Tal, give me just a second and I'll be in here, okay? I'm trying to do something right quick and then I'll be back.
Like you're outside with your generator, but okay, definitely.
It is my generator running to keep his oxygen going all night.
We're at KQ4LO, stand by.
Back on frequency, just giving you a heads up.
I got a Tal, you still on frequency? KO4HK.
KQ4LO is still here. I will be with you tomorrow. I can get the rest of it though.
Just a minute more and I'll be with you. I'm trying to get everything set up here for the net at 9 o'clock.
Actually, I'm about to head to bed. I got there at 4 o'clock in the morning. Hopefully, we got power to our job. They're saying that we got to be there, but I don't know if we still got power because I don't have power here, and I'm less than 3 miles from them, so I really don't know what's going on just yet.
Get a copy of you.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
Put your message, sir. KO4HK.
I didn't catch your last message. All I heard from you was, I'll be back with you and just whatever. I didn't catch how long it would be, but I'm about to have to go to bed here shortly, so I might be about to get off of here.
Message, I'm ready now.
After that, go ahead.
What do you have for me, KO4HKX?
I was just trying to let you know that what I just said, I'm going to have to go to bed here shortly, so I was just along the lines of putting it out there in case you had heard something yet or not. I didn't know. If not, I'll have to get back with you tomorrow.
And yet, as quick as I do, I will let you know tomorrow, KO4HX.
Sounds good. God bless. Have a good night. Be safe. KQ4LOO out.
You be careful tomorrow. KO4HK.
Hey, you don't have to respond. I was just going to tell you, this is Dude, November 4, Alpha Zulu Echo. I've got to put this thing on charge. It will not receive while it's charging. It's about to die. So I won't be heard from for about 30 minutes or so. Anyway, I'll jump in a little bit. N4AZE.
N4HKX, is that frequency in use? I'm going to relay a message over the repeater for my father-in-law. He's listening. Roger, Colleen, this is Patrick. Elise and I are at home safely, doing well, and it was good to see y'all today. KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, K4RM Mobile.
For HKX. Hey, Fred.
And you know I'm finally returning home in Piedmont after a long day. Appreciate all the help and hope you have a good evening, K4RM.
I'm glad y'all made it home, you and Mary. And thanks for all your help today as you were coming through town. That was good information. Appreciate that. And glad y'all made it home safe, and we're glad that you were able to hook up with your son there. KO4HKX.
HKX. This is M4VUT.
I didn't catch your call sign, though.
N4VUT. Hey, thanks for everything that you've been doing the past couple days. I have my internet up and running. Would you happen to have an email address, and I can email you stuff that I find if you have me look anything up?
Is this Jamie?
Yes, sir.
Roger that. Well, Jamie, I do have an email address, but it won't do you any good right now because I can't receive anything. Two-way communication is all we have up here.
I'm shadowing you on the side right now since I'm stuck hunkered down for the night and got my generator running. So I'm just copying off pretty much whatever's coming through your way. N4VUT clear.
I mean, that's good to know. At least if I make a mistake, I can call out somebody else.